Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Frederick. I'm back from a long trip to France, and I am so, so glad to be back with the Wooden Fellows. Maurice is right next to me. So if you don't remember, although you did have some recording in the past few weeks, and I hope you enjoyed them, but this is Building Stories on Air. I am Frederick, the creator of the Wooden Fellows, and they are on a mission to help us slow down, be kid for a moment, and use our imagination together. Our underwriter is Elisabeth Dangean, and as always, we are going to start with our Battle of Evermore from Led Zeppelin, just to be in the move, and grab a comfortable seat, maybe some paper if you want to take some notes. Most importantly, make sure your imagination is on. We will be right back. Welcome back on WCOM FM 103.5, also streaming worldwide on WCOMFM.org. We always start with this song from the Battle of Evermore. It was actually, I mean, it is still one of my brother's favorite song, and so it's a good way for me to start. So, Building Stories on Air is about building stories across generation with the goal of inspiring everyone to invent stories as you wait somewhere or as you spend time with a loved one, you know, instead of being in different spaces and being on different devices. So we are just going to unleash our imagination, kind of as writing a story as a first draft, and see where it takes us. As always, the whole team is here, meaning me, Frederick, the human being, as the Wooden Fellows like to call me. And the Wooden Fellows, we have Maurice, if you remember, who remind us that sadness is part of life and it's okay sometimes to be in your own space, and being an introvert is also okay. We have Madame Rigolote, who is very colorful with her red glasses and her red shoes, and she's all about spreading joy everywhere. Petite Clotilde, come here. Petite Clotilde, she's our dreamer with her purple eyes and her turquoise hat. She loves everything in blue and turquoise and violet. And finally, we have Pierre Kiroul, who loves being outside, but you know, he's okay being in a radio station once a week so he can share some stories with you, or dear audience at large. And in the past several weeks, almost months now, you've had a chance to get to know them better in the team. We also have the boy who loves being in stories, and the boy who are more quiet, and so they are ready to unleash their imagination with me today. Sometimes we have a guest and sometimes we build stories on our own. But we have a very important person as well, who is DJ Spy, who helps us with the music and also share some thoughts or questions from time to time. Hi, DJ Spy.
Greetings, everyone.
So what's the plan today? So as you remember, we always have a starting point, and then we see where that starting point takes us. And because the Wooden Fellows and the human being just came back from a month in France, I'm sure you can tell that my accent may be connected to that country, we are going to build a story that's going to take place in France. As always, I have a box with small objects that I gather over the year. You know, when I open it, you may hear that I'm opening the box. I have some little puppets, like I have a little pig, a sheep that was part of one of our story that happens in a grocery store. I don't know if you remember. But we also have, something very important, a die, because I love including numbers in stories. So I can just roll the dice. Oh, I have to build a stories with the number 0 today. So Maurice is relieved, because there'll be maybe a story with 0 dinosaur today. That will be good. And we have an old pair of glasses and so on. You know, it's just sometimes you need a little boost in your imagination. So that's the box for that. And I also have some like prompts or ideas of location. And for that, my dear audience at large, if you want any of those resources, just email at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to share all of this. All right. I'm looking at my team. Who wants to help me out today to build a story? Maurice? All right. So Maurice is going to be one of the characters today. He had such a good time in France. I think his brain is still there. So he's going to build a story with me about France. So you can start a story in various ways. For me, I love the word once upon a time. And I know there are other ways to start a story that may be more surprising. But to me, it reminds me my mom and my grandpa, who, when I was a child, would always start a story with once upon a time. So when I tell my brain once upon a time, it kind of triggers my imagination. I'm ready to go. Maurice, are you ready? All right. So once upon a time, Maurice, who is initially from the land of lumps and bumps, a very gray land with gray clouds and gray and black rocks. If you walk by the studio, you know, you could see Maurice with his gray hat and gray scarf and black shoes and gray pants. And so he was in France, and Maurice, as I said initially, you know, earlier, he kind of likes sometimes being on his own. But when you go on abroad with the rest of the Wooden Fellows, sometimes you don't have the choice. You have to be all together. And so after a few days, you know, Maurice was feeling a little, how can I say that? Not down, but, you know, a little on the edge. He needed some space. So Pierre Kiroul, who, as you may remember, always look for a chance to go outside, offer him to go for a walk. And because the human being, and of care very much about the wooden fellows, decided to tag along. So here they were, the human being, Maurice, and Pierre Kéroul, going outside in Brittany. My dear audience at large, have you ever been to Brittany? It is absolutely beautiful, with old houses in stones, with shutters and doors of different colors, and an amazing landscape with that changed twice a day because of the tide. And so here they were, going outside to explore the area a little bit, with the main goal of cheering up Maurice. So I'm going to pause for a second, because you know this show is for you, my dear audience at large, for you to also use your imagination and on your own, you know, or with a beloved one next to you. You can always share your thoughts with us by sending an email at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. You know, that's the name of the show. And so we started the story. Imagine you are with Maurice, who feels a little sad because he kind of needs his space. What would you do to cheer him up? So think about it, or go and have a cup of water. We are going to listen to a French song, and we will be right back. Frederick on WCOM FM 103.5, streaming worldwide at WCOMFM.org. You are listening to Building Stories on Air, with our mission to guide everyone to unleash their imagination, no matter how young you are or how old you are, because we can always benefit from being a kid for a moment. So before the break, we started a story taking place in France, in Brittany, and with Maurice feeling like he needed a little break from all of the wooden fellows, and the human being, myself and Pierre Kéroul, taking him to try to cheer him up. So I don't know if you had any idea of what would help Maurice cheer up, but Pierre Kéroul came up with a good idea. But before that, we started, you know, when you invent a story, especially with someone else, something that's really cool is to let the other person add on to your story, you know, because then it becomes like a social event. And DJ Spy, as I was talking about the tie, wanted to add on a little more about that in our story.
So the tides in Brittany are, because it's so far north, depending upon the phase of the moon, vary between around 20 feet and like 35 feet. The water goes up and down that much during the course of the day. Boats that are out floating in water come back 4 hours later and they're lying on the beach and they won't be back in the water again for like another 4 or 5, 6 hours because, yeah, the tides are pretty drastic there. It's beautiful, but yeah, you can walk probably almost a mile out before you get wet again during low tide, and you know, in high tide it comes roaring back in. You can see it coming in, and it just keeps coming.
So here you go. A little bit more details. That, and the reason it's great to have somebody else jump into your story, it's because sometimes and often it gives you another idea that you can include in your story. So I'm going to go back to that tide in a little bit. But right now, I'm going to follow Pierre Quirol's idea to cheer up Maurice. So when you go to Brittany, there's a fair amount of food that's really good. One of them is a crepe, which is, some people would compare this as a thin pancake, but you have to experience what a crepe is from Brittany. So Pierre Quirol was, Maurice, I know what's going to cheer you up. We are going to go and have a crepe. I know the perfect place to be there. You can have a crepe. We can let you be. You can eat on your own. And with a human being, we'll be just nearby, close, but not too close. What do you think? And so Maurice was like, oh, I appreciate that you're trying to make me feel better. You know, I'm okay. Let's give it a try. And so they went to have a crepe. It did take a little bit of time to Maurice to decide between whether he wanted one with sugar or sugar and butter or sugar and lemon or jam, I mean Nutella, I mean no matter what you have in mind that could be sweet on a crepe, they probably have it. So Maurice decided to go with was probably the most basic but best of the best crepe, which is sugar and butter. And so he took his crepe and he walked a little further away. A tourist nearby were a little surprised to see a little wooden fellow walking by with a crepe, but they were pretty kind to let him be, except one creature, a seagull, a big seagull for a wooden fellow. I remember, you know, if you remember, the wooden fellows are probably 2 hands tall. So when you see them next to a seagull, they don't, you know, the seagull can be impressive. And something that you have to know when you are in Brittany, the seagull own the place. And they know when a wooden fellows have a crepe for the first time, the wooden fellows probably has no clue that the seagull may and snap, and the crepe was gone. The seagull just took Maurice's crepe, who was kind of speechless, didn't see it coming, looked at his plate, looked at the human being, looked at Pierre Quirol, and said, wow, that didn't make me feel better. And so Pierre Quirol, Maurice, don't you know that seagulls love crepe as much as you do? And they know that here is the best place to get some. But you know what? I have another idea. Time for a pause. You know how our show works. That was the first idea, a crepe that didn't go that well. What else would you do to cheer up Maurice based on what you've heard so far on Brittany or based on your own experience? Because that's something that you can always include as you unleash your imagination, is to mix some prior experience with your imagination. That's how the best stories come out. So we are going to take a little break, think about another way to cheer up Maurice, and we will be right back. This is Frederick on WCOM FM 103.5, also streaming worldwide at WCOMFM.org. You are listening to Building Stories on Air, and we are indeed building a story with Maurice, one of the Wooden Fellows, Pierre Kiroul, and myself, the human being. And of course, we still have DJ Spy. So, Maurice was feeling a little overwhelmed with always being with the other fellows. So he escaped with Pierre Kiroul and the human being, and who were trying to make him feel better. And their first idea was to take him have a crepe, because they were in Brittany. And Maurice was so excited about having a crepe with sugar and butter until, a seagull. He didn't see the seagull coming, but the seagull just grabbed the plate who fell off the ground and prevented Maurice to have his treat. Thankfully, Pierre Kiroul said, "Don't worry, don't you worry. Do not worry, Maurice. I have another idea. I have another idea. Let's go to the beach. Let's go see the ocean." And so it took them a little bit of time. You know, the wooden fellows, they don't have long legs. So wherever they go, it does take a little bit of time, except when a human being is around, and then they can just jump into her backpack. But that day, you know, they were not in a hurry, so they walked peacefully to the beach. And Maurice was so looking forward to see maybe some waves and some sailboat passing by. And what else, my dear audience at large? What else could you see on a beach in Brittany? Maybe seagulls, but far away, who would not try to steal your crepe. But anyway, he was so excited to arrive there. And when they arrived, the tide was low. And you heard DJ Spy talking beautifully about how a tide works in Brittany. And the ocean at low tide can be so, so far away. And Pierre Kiroul was, "Oh, Maurice, this is not your day." But Maurice looked around, kind of surprised initially, a little bit disappointed not to see, you know, the wave and the boat and... But what he saw was something he couldn't have imagined. The beach that was left was full of rocks. And you are never going to believe the color of those rocks. Gray. They were all gray rocks. And if you remember, Maurice comes from the land of lumps of bumps, which is pretty much gray all around. And Maurice looked at Pierre Kérol and said, "This is exactly what I needed today. I feel at home. I'm just going to walk around for a little bit. Don't you worry for me, human being," like they like to call me, and Pierre Kérol, "you can do your own thing on the beach. I'll be around." So Pierre Kérol and the human being said, "Well, I guess we have a few hours before the tide come back up. So Maurice is pretty safe here. He seems content. He can resource his battery on his own. So let's go find something to do." By the way, what do you like to do when you are on a beach at low tide? DJ Spy, what do you like to do?
I like to look at the shells, walk around in places where I can't walk. Normally when the tide is in, I mean, unless I want to get soaking wet and can't see anything. But that's what I like to do. Look and see what lives on that beach when the tide is in, because some of them stay.
And guess what? That is exactly what Maurice decided to do. He started by just sitting down, blending in with his gray clothes on the gray rocks. But then he started hearing something and seeing something. Not really moving, but you could see that they were alive. And so he came closer and he saw dozens of little shells. Were kind of close, you know, since it was low tide. I guess they were hoping for a high tide coming pretty soon. But you know, Maurice, he's always curious and very caring. And so he lay down and started talking to them. What do you think he may have been talking about? I'm going to give you a few minutes to think about this. Imagine Maurice on a beach made out of gray rocks with this tiny shelf who are willing to say something. What may they be talking about? Welcome back. This is Frederick. You are listening to WCOM FM 103.5, also streaming worldwide at WCOMFM.org. You are listening to Building Stories on Air, and hopefully you are unleashing your imagination with us, and especially with Maurice, one of our wooden fellows, who is part of a story happening in Brittany. He is currently on the beach full of gray rocks and he's so happy. And he's just talking with those little shelves that are all around at low tide. So what did you talk about during the music break? What do you think they were talking about? So here is what we came up with. So Maurice was just asking questions, you know, like random questions about what they were doing, how they were doing. And the little sheriff were like, well, we're kind of waiting for the high tide, but we are doing okay. We are, however, a little concerned for the jellyfish back there. And so Maurice turned around and looked, and there was indeed a jellyfish that probably didn't escape fast enough to follow the tide. And so the sheriff were telling Maurice, we cannot move, so you have to help. And Maurice was like, I'm always happy to help. I'm going to get my friends, a human being there. And Maurice, not Maurice, I am Maurice, Pierre Kiroul, they're going to help me out. We're going to take care of this jellyfish. And so Maurice walked, called the human being, called Pierre Kiroul, explained the plan and the problem. And the human being said, absolutely not. I am not touching that thing. And Maurice was like, I'm out of wood. I can help. And Pierre Kiroul was all in as well. Now, the jellyfish was probably three times the size of the two wooden fellows combined. So they had to be a little inventive. So Pierre Kiroul said, oh, there is a piece of wood a little further away. Maybe we can put it underneath the jellyfish. And Maurice was, I think that's a good idea. And we have some very round rocks that we can use to roll the plank. And the human being was still stepping back, but was actually pretty impressed by the creativity of those wooden fellows. And before not long, here was the jellyfish on a plank, pushed by two wooden fellows all the way to her freedom in the ocean. There was no tourist back there because the tide was quite low. But I, as a human being, would have been very surprised to see their, or very curious, I should say, to see their reaction, seeing these two wooden fellows pushing a jellyfish to her freedom. And this, by the audience at large, is how we build a story on the spot on a beautiful Sunday afternoon in downtown Carborough. What did you think? What do you think of this story? Again, you can always send comments or thoughts at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. I always like to present those stories as like a first draft. Then you can go back to it or encourage the people who were around you as you were unleashing your imagination to add on. I would definitely go back and make a bigger deal of that seagull eating a crepe, because that's something that is kind of based on a true experience. And so it's sometimes pretty easy to add on details. What else, DJ Spy, would you have extended? Would you have helped to save the jellyfish?
not a big fan of jellyfish stings, having experienced that a couple of times in my life. Obviously, none of the worst ones, but I don't think I would have touched the jellyfish very much.
And that's why we all need some wooden fellows in our life.
You're here.
So we didn't have a guest today, but we always work because sometimes we need that time as well, you know, where we can just invent stories among wooden fellows and a human being. But if you want to join us, we always welcome one or two guests so we can keep a very brave and safe environment to unleash your imagination. I promise you a very gentle experience. You can talk as much or as little as you want. As I said at the beginning, we have some prompts to help you unleash your imagination. And if you are stuck and you don't have any idea, guess what? It is totally fine to say, I'm actually stuck. I'm not sure what else to add to my story. Because that's how we practice. That's how we grow. And that's how we become a kid for a moment. So we are going to finish the show with... I talked about my brother's favorite song at the beginning. Well, this one was my dad's favorite one. It's Dave Brubeck, Take Five. We are going to close with that song, and we'll be here again next week. Same time, same place. Until then, go build stories and unleash your imagination. Take care and have a good night.